This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They are completely free as we launch here into this hour of the program. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. There's another alleged beheading video. I have yet to actually find the video itself. There is an article. I honestly haven't looked too hard for it. I pulled up Live Leak because normally that's the place to go. But I haven't really figured out which one is which. Because you never know which one the original is. That could be edited or chopped up, etc. But I do have the statement that is read by Stephen Joel Sotloff. Now, you may recall last week, it seems like it was just a week ago, maybe a week and a half or something like that, but it wasn't long ago that we were talking about another guy who they apparently have had, they've had him in captivity for a couple of years since 2012, an American photojournalist, kind of an independent guy. What do they call those independent photojournalist characters?
I like that.
Freelancer?
Okay.
Anyway, the James Foley was his name, and we talked about the video in detail. We played the audio track from the video on the air, and then somebody called in to say they didn't think this was real. Now, of course, the American government claimed that the footage was legit, but according to a story at the Telegraph in the UK, the video may have been staged, according to someone who is a pro at this, an international forensic science company, studied the 4-minute, 40-second clip. And they suggest that camera trickery and slick post-production techniques appear to have been used. Forensic analysts told The Times that no blood can be seen, even though the knife is drawn across the neck area at least 6 times. Now, again, this is the original video. Haven't seen the new video yet to see if it's more persuasive. After enhancements, the knife can be seen to be drawn across the upper neck at least 6 times with no blood evidence, to the point the picture fades to black, said the analysis. So
it's weird.
Yeah, very strange. Sounds allegedly made by Foley do not appear consistent with what may be expected. And during Foley's speech, there appears to be a blip, which could indicate the journalist had to repeat a line. One expert commissioned to examine the footage was reported as saying, quote, "I think it has been staged. My feeling is that the execution may have happened after the camera was stopped."
Right. And so, I mean, the possibility
is probably dead.
Right. Well, we don't know. The possibility exists that this is completely staged. Right, that's just a big hoax, and Foley's fine and living on a island somewhere with a U.S. government pension because they're doing a false flag.
Seems pretty unlikely. I mean,
it seems unlikely to me too. I'm not making that claim. I'm just saying
they
that's
show
a possibility.
A decapitated body at the end of the video.
Right. Well, Hollywood can do a lot of things. I mean, you can replicate some things. This was a very well produced video. It was in HD. You know,
everybody's got an HD camera though these days.
Look, they might have. All I'm saying is if I mean the head on the body looks like Foley's head, right? And it's difficult to replicate that. But what if you got Foley to play ball in some way? Hey, look, you're going to live. It may not be great conditions, but you'll live here in the new Islamic Caliphate. I don't know, and I think that he's probably dead, but I'm not sure. I just don't know.
Video experts say no one is disputing, this is the conclusion in their report, no one is disputing that at some point an execution occurred. Just that maybe it wasn't what it was appearing to be on the video.
Well, there's lots of people that are disputing it. This report is full of crap when they say nobody's disputing it. Hmm. Lots of people are disputing it, and this is why I have a problem with the video in the first place. If you're going to release the video of a beheading, release the video of a beheading. Don't put out some kind of weird fake beheading thing attached to maybe they got him to play along by saying, hey, look, we're just going to pretend to behead you. And then they did their first part of the video, and then when he wasn't, after everything was all over, it's time to die, and then they kill him. Like, maybe that's what happened. I don't know, but it's also strange.
Story from DailyMail.co.uk. ISIS has released a video that shows the beheading That's journalist Steven Sotloff. So this is the new guy. This is the guy who at the very end of the last video they showed they had this guy. Mm-hmm. And the masked man here who allegedly did the beheading made some sort of statement about how, you know, Obama, you better do what we want, which is leave us alone or else this guy dies next. And now he has allegedly been killed as well. The video shows the beheading, allegedly, again, I haven't seen it yet, of U.S. journalist Steven Sotloff, and says the murder is retaliation for the Obama administration's continued airstrikes in Iraq. Sotloff is the second American journalist to be killed by ISIS, and his death comes 2 weeks after James Foley was executed in a similar video.
Now, this is just more proof, by the way, the U.S. government has no obligation to protect you.
Sure.
I don't think they should be protecting people in this circumstance, but I would point out that they could have stopped the bombing over there, and this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, but this guy, they're not going to do that. They're not going to stop the bombing. They don't care about you and your loved ones. They just care about their mission to increase the military-industrial complex hold over the world. And it's sick.
It's hard to argue that.
This man was as good as dead last week. I mean, when they showed his face on the last video, you knew Obama wasn't going to stop, so you knew this guy was going to go next, and now he's gone. They're showing another person at the end of this video. The next victim in line is from the UK, and the Daily Mail is refusing to identify him out of some sort of request from the UK government, but apparently there's photos of this person all over the place, and again, haven't yet found the video. If you find it, feel free to post it to the Free Talk Live page over at freetalklive.com, where other listeners could then vote it up or vote it down, because sometimes it can be a challenge to find stuff like this. Not that I really want to look at it, but...
You got to. At this point, we have to, after the Foley thing.
Yeah. So, in the video entitled A Second Message to America, Sotloff appears in an orange jumpsuit before he is beheaded by an Islamic State fighter. The executioner appears to be the same man who killed Foley, known as Jihadi John, and tells the camera, I'm back, Obama, and I'm back because of your arrogant foreign policy towards the Islamic State. He also threatens to kill a Briton held hostage by the group Next. The identity of the hostage is widely available online, but Mail Online is not identifying him at the request of the British government. The British Prime Minister condemned the video, calling it an absolutely disgusting and despicable act. But it's not disgusting and despicable when the governments of the world bomb innocent people over in Iraq, huh?
Well,
that's not disgusting and despicable. That's just war, right? You just got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
It's all disgusting and despicable, but I...
Well, I agree with you, but obviously they think differently.
We're dealing with the West, the U.S., the U.K. They're responsible for ISIS existing. They are the ones that created the situation, the conditions in which ISIS exists. Let's not forget... That's
right.
Right. They fought the same organization in Iraq, funded it in Libya, funded it in Syria, and now going to fight against it in Iraq. None of this makes any sense. A year ago, Assad was the most dangerous person out there. Now they're thinking about siding with Assad in order to go against these people. These people are in the United States government, the UK government. The world rulers, they're incompetent. Stop listening to these nut jobs. They will get you killed. They want you for nothing but a soft body to catch their hot bullets. That's what they want you for. You are meaningless to these people. Yes, ISIS is a bunch of nut jobs, but it took a bunch of bloodthirsty nut jobs to be successful against the bloodthirsty nut jobs we're dealing with. That's the only thing you can fight them with. So, yes, the most successful beheaders have won at this point. I don't think they can beat the U.S. and the U.K. because, here in the United States, we kill people from the air. They're not going to win.
Share your thoughts here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here's a transcript from the video. Again, want to find the actual video, but do have transcripts provided by the Daily Mail over in the UK. The executioner says the following, quote, I'm back, Obama, and I'm back because of your arrogant foreign policy towards the Islamic State, because of your insistence on continuing your bombings and on Mosul Dam, despite our serious warnings. You, Obama, have but to gain from your actions, but another American citizen... that doesn't make sense. You have nothing to gain.
You have but to gain one more American citizen.
So just as your missiles continue to strike our people, our knife will continue to strike the necks of your people. We take this opportunity to warn those governments that enter this evil alliance of America against the Islamic State to back off and leave our people alone. It's not an unreasonable position. Leave us alone and we'll leave you alone.
Lopping off heads is unreasonable.
Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can share your thoughts on ISIS and these alleged beheading videos that had been popping up over the last couple of weeks. First, it was the James Foley videos, or the James Foley video, where the actual decapitation was not shown. And then there was this new one, which I've yet to been able to find, the Stephen Sotloff video. The mainstream media, as usual, makes it difficult to acquire the video in question, but obviously they've all seen it. They have screenshots from it. I can't find it on YouTube. I can't find it on LiveLeak. It's entitled A Second Message to America. The first one was A Message to America. And we've got some transcripts of what was allegedly said during the video. I'm going to share some more of that here in a moment. But also, I have a statement from LiveLeak as to why they are not carrying the video in question. So apparently someone did try to upload it to LiveLeak, and they have made a public statement saying they're not going to be carrying any of these videos from ISIS. And I'll explain that here in a moment.
I recently read a new novel about the ideas of liberty. It's called Ant Farm, and it's a book that even Gary Johnson has praised. Personally, I loved how they took the complex issues like military protection, judicial systems, currency, and lots of others, and explained these in ways that the average Joe could sort of understand it, even young adults, and how these systems could work without government force and how state interventions screw them all up. If you're tired of explaining to some of your friends how the roads will be built in a free market, just hand them a copy of Ant Farm. And if you're sick of explaining to other friends how the U.S. turned into a police state, well, then just hand them a copy of Ant Farm, too. Stephen Aaron Gray, the author of Ant Farm, is giving away the first four chapters completely free. That's just about half the book. It's it's like Animal Farm. It's not a particularly long book. It has that feel to it, and I read it very quickly and easily. When I read it, I found it to be very enjoyable. Just go and download the free chapters. Visit antfarmbook.com. It's antfarmbook.com.
So far I've been reading a story about this new video allegedly showing the beheading of Stephen Sotloff, but yet the video itself is fairly hard to track down at the moment. Normally, LiveLeak.com is a good site to go to. When you can't find something on YouTube, there's a good chance that it's been posted on LiveLeak. Sometimes it has to do with graphic content, for instance, that LiveLeak is more okay with, it seems, for instance, than YouTube.
Yeah.
LiveLeak.com, here's their statement. It seems our last statement caused some confusion among many viewers of LiveLeak. The live stream broadcast on the same night of the statement clarified it, but obviously for not everyone who viewed our initial statement were present. So we've decided another statement is called for in order to set out exactly our criteria and reasoning behind our decision. We understand some of you still won't like this decision, and we respect that. One of the main areas of confusion seems to be what media we are refusing to show. Many people seem to think we will not be showing any graphic media, which ISIS is the source of, and this is not the case. So they are saying they will broadcast some ISIS media, but not this. They go on to say, we've never broadcast every graphic video uploaded. We've always been careful not to flood LiveLeak with these items at any rate. And I'll give you our reason for that soon. We will continue to allow posts which display the reality on the ground in the Middle East and those which catalog the brutal atrocities carried out by groups such as ISIS. We know there are people who live in that region who regularly post to LiveLeak in order to document such horrors because they want the world to see what they're living through, and we're not abandoning those people. What we won't allow are videos like the James Foley video. There is a difference between showing what is happening and advertising. Sometimes it's
This is what the problem is with these amateurs doing these beheadings. What we need is licensed beheadings by licensed beheaders.
I don't get what you're saying there.
Well, I mean, this is what they're saying is that we can't have people going and putting their stuff up. I don't know. I mean, it's either news or it's not.
Well, what they're saying here is that this is propaganda, basically, and that they don't want to promote ISIS's propaganda. Sometimes they say it's a fine line. Sometimes, as with this particular video, not so fine. Our stance was not based solely on this video, but on the very real possibility that ISIS will be releasing similar videos in the near future. These videos are shot, edited, and polished in Iraq. Thanks to a LiveLeak member for informing me about the production company responsible, it made for interesting reading, then distributed to Western media outlets. They're aimed at advertising the ISIS message directly to the West. They are advertising slickly produced pseudo-snuff movies, and we want no part in them should they come up. Some people have voiced the opinion that we should allow all or nothing. As I have pointed out, we have never broadcast every graphic video uploaded to LiveLeak. We have a certain responsibility to show as varied a selection of media as we can, whilst not shying away from the darker side of human behavior. It's more important to us to continue this whilst enjoying minimal advertising intrusion and not becoming a porn ad-infested gore site. LiveLeak is not a gore site, it never has been, but those sites do exist, and plenty of them, so you can certainly view what we will not allow, should you choose. Lastly, regardless of your personal opinion of us, there is something to consider. Between us, we've been involved in strong online media for over 14 years. This is the first time we've ever made a decision to politically censor material. That should give you an idea as to how strongly we believe in our decision not to be played like a cheap violin. So
I see where they're coming from, but the problem is that they took the Foley video, right?
They did, and okay. I presume they removed it.
The Foley video is a bunch of bull crap, from what I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, experts are saying that it's altered, that it's faked in some way.
Yeah.
I find it very disturbing. Now LiveLeak decides they're not going to air this other video, and don't I, as an American citizen, need to know whether or not the American journalists are having their heads lopped off in foreign countries?
Well, it's not their obligation to provide you with that information.
It's not their obligation to do anything, but they are a news source, aren't they?
LiveLeak, sure, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I have an expectation. My expectation is I can go to LiveLeak for news.
Well, apparently you can't go to LiveLeak for snuff videos.
That's what they're calling it.
It's an accurate statement, isn't it? I mean, a lot of cases, snuff videos
usually don't have a political agenda.
That's true, but a lot of snuff videos are fake.
Yes.
And that's one of the things they're saying here is they don't want to promote these people's political agenda. So I don't agree with the statement. I mean, I wish they hadn't made it.
Which political agendas are okay to promote and which ones aren't?
I don't know, Mark.
Apparently ones with red, white, and blues with the fighter jets flying over
Not
them.
Not necessarily.
People with their hands over their heart and tears dripping out of their eyes.
I wouldn't say that
fine.
About LiveLeak at all, Mark. They have been.
Do they have videos on there like that? Because they've got millions of videos.
Yeah, I don't know what they've got.
The answer is yes.
All
obviously.
I know is they allow a lot of videos, and this is the first time they've ever decided to not allow a video.
Look, I respect their opinion on their right to do it, but I'm a little put out that the average person can't find this.
Well, somebody will find it, and I'm sure they'll post it over at freetalklive.com when they do. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Here is the statement made by Stephen Soteloff just moments before his alleged death on this video. Quote, I am Stephen Joel Soteloff. I'm sure you know exactly who I am by now and why I'm appearing before you. And now, this is the time for my message. Obama, your foreign policy of intervention in Iraq was supposed to be the preservation of American lives and interests, so why is it that I am paying the price of your interference with my life? We'll come back with more here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger. I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And I did find the video. I went to ogrish.tv after LiveLeak mentioned the gore sites. And the LiveLeak, they've made a statement saying they're not going to host the ISIS beheading videos at this point. And they kind of mentioned gore sites might be the place to look. And I remembered a gore site that I found many years ago, ogrish.tv. Sure enough, they've got the ISIS video right there at the top of the site. We'll play the audio from it here in just a moment. This is, again, the new alleged murder video, beheading video, and we'll share that with you. But you can also share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What's coming up soon, Mark?
On September the 8th, and that's just Monday, right?
That's right.
I'm going to Houston for the first annual Marijuana Investment Conference. This isn't a conference where they're going to have, you know, glass bongs for sale and those kind of things. This is a business conference where investors are going to be talking to people who wish to create businesses, who already have businesses, who need funding. And I think that what you're going to find there is in this new and burgeoning field of medical and recreational marijuana, there's money to be made. And the right people making the right investments are going to make it. I intend to be there to sort of report to you as best I can. But if you'd like to come along, I'll be there. Go to marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. It's marijuanainvestmentconferences.com, coupon code FTL. I'm hanging with me. Gail Schwag for you. Make sure you let me know by Mark at freetalklive.com that you're registering to, because they had a little bit of an issue as far as using the coupon code. So it's Mark at freetalklive.com. MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so I was going to read to you the text of the video, but since I've actually found the video, we'll just go ahead and play it for you now. This is the latest, the second in a law, what is probably going to be a line of them, videos of alleged murders,
so awful,
beheadings, in response to the continued bombing campaign against the people over in Iraq. The folks in ISIS are obviously upset about that. And while you're right, Mark, it's certainly wrong to behead people, I can understand why they're upset.
It's a reasonable expectation. Like, you can expect this to happen. With the United States foreign policy, this isn't a surprise, really. You can expect these kinds of things to happen with the foreign policy that the U.S. has, and frankly, countries have had for a long time. There's going to be revolts. The most successful groups that are going to revolt are going to be the most violent, the most fanatical ones. If you don't let people sort of rule themselves, these are the groups that are going to bubble to the surface. And, by the way, funded and armed to some extent by the U.S. government.
So I will link this video on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter for those of you who'd like to see for yourself. But first, I'll play the audio track. Similar to the first video, the alleged murder of James Foley, the American photojournalist, which came out, actually, it was apparently 2 weeks ago. This video also opens with a clip from Barack Obama.
The United States of America will continue to do what we must do to protect our people. We will be vigilant, and we will be relentless.
Except for the people in Iraq, right? The people, the journalists.
People harm Americans anywhere. We do what's necessary to see that justice is done. And we act against ISIL, standing alongside others.
And then the title phase of the video comes up, which lets you know that this is called, like the first video, A Second Message to America. And these folks would like people to pay attention. And then they bring it.
Yeah, they're being really adamant about that.
Joel Sotloff.
The audio track, by the way, is a little bit off here. When Stephen is talking, it's not synced up. It's probably a good second behind, but going on.
I'm sure you know exactly who I am by now and why I am appearing before you. And now it is time for my message. Obama, your foreign policy of intervention in Iraq was supposed to be for the preservation of American lives and interests. So why is it that I'm having to pay the price of your interference with my life? Am I not an American citizen? You've spent billions of U.S. taxpayers' dollars, and we've lost thousands of our troops in our previous fighting against the Islamic State. So where's the American people's interests in reigniting this war? From what little I know about foreign policy.
I'd like to interrupt there for a moment. The American people don't seem to have much of an interest in reigniting a war in Iraq, from what I understand.
Well, I think that what he's referring to, the United States didn't really fight the Islamic State in Iraq. They fought the Al-Qaeda, which is an affiliated organization to some extent, in Afghanistan. And there certainly have been thousands, like by that we mean like 2,000 or 3,000 tops, people who have died in Afghanistan. And so I see what we're talking about there. I think that some people, some soldiers probably feel like, good Lord, I spent 2 years over there. I watched my buddies die. I gave my sanity, my right arm, my blood, my sweat, my tears for this, and they let it all slip away. And that's got to be very painful. Like, you make a great sacrifice for something that you're told is important, and then the people who gain that thing act like it's worth nothing. Because that's not that important to them. Really, what it's about, oil contracts and who can secure what, deal and that kind of thing. This is about American interests, whatever that means.
So wouldn't you agree that, I mean, the statement here is accurate, that the American people are sick and tired of these Middle Eastern wars?
Yeah.
But they still continue.
Well, the only thing that they can do is continue to drive home the message, if we don't fight them over there, we'll have to fight them over here. These people hate us for our freedoms. They hate Coca-Cola. They hate Lady Gaga.
That's the claim, but there's no real evidence
for it. Well, there's some evidence for it. There are certainly a percentage of people that believe that. But those people have only been able – those people have been radicalized by the United States foreign policy, and they've been allowed to bubble up to the surface and become successful because of the United States foreign policy. You'll find that countries that the United States doesn't interfere in, strangely, not trying to kill U.S. citizens.
Mm-hmm. Continue with the statement here with the next allegedly beheaded reporter, Stephen Sotloff.
I remember a time when you could not win an election without promising to bring our troops back home from Iraq and from Afghanistan and to close down Guantanamo. Here you are now, Obama, nearing the end of your term and having achieved none of the above, and deceivingly marching us, the American people, into a blazing fire.
I'm back, Obama, and I'm back because of your arrogant foreign policy towards Islamic State, because of your insistence in continuing your bombings in Al-Nusra and the Mossad, despite our serious warnings. You, Obama, have yet again, through your actions, killed yet another American citizen. So just as your missiles continue to strike our people, our knife will continue to strike the necks of your people.
He then proceeds to do more slicing action, and like the past video, it fades to black. And unlike the first video, if I recall correctly, the first video ended with a pan of what appeared to be a still photo of the body with a head on top of it. This one is not a still photo. It is an actual video pan of the alleged body with the head very, very bloody on top. So
once again, they don't show the beheading.
They do not show the beheading.
The beheading video has no beheading.
Correct. So it shows the alleged aftermath, and he sure looks dead. And that is a real, you know, video shot. That's not a still photo. You can see you could hear the wind in the video earlier,
yeah.
And you can see the wind is still blowing in the still frame, or not the still frame, but the pan of the body,
yeah,
with the head on top. But also, like the first video of James Foley being allegedly beheaded, this video he does slice a few times across the neck prior to it fading to black.
No blood?
No visible blood could be seen there. I'm going to post the link up on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter for those of you who would want to see. But that's essentially what you got. And then at the very end, they show the next victim, or the next purported victim here. We'll come back with more in moments.
We'll take this opportunity to warn those governments who have entered this evil alliance of America against the Islamic State.
We'll continue
with Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Your comments on the beheading videos are certainly welcome, or I guess the alleged beheading videos. The beheadings certainly appear to happen at some point because the pictures of the bodies are fairly persuasive, and now it is a video of the body. This latest video, allegedly from ISIS, shows yet another photojournalist, this one an American one, being held at knife point, delivering a statement, making it clear that the murders will continue as retaliation for bombings that are continuing over in Iraq. And then after that, it shows a few frames of the man in the mask, of the man allegedly Jihadi John is what he's being called, that they show him striking at the man's throat with the knife a little bit, kind of slicing at it. It fades to black, then fades back in to a pan, video pan of the body this time. Not a still frame, but a video pan of the body, or what is alleged to be the body. And I have to say, it looks persuasive. I mean, it appears that they are, you know, unless they've got a really good Hollywood-level set, you know, props master to create a fake head, sure as hell looks like the guy that was just talking on screen.
So they, I saw an article, a UK article, about who they think this Jihadi John is.
Yes.
They think it's a rap guy that had some level of acclaim. Like he had an opportunity to be sort of a star underground rapper or whatever. Because you got to consider that there's how many people have left Great Britain. He's got an English accent. Mm-hmm. How many people have left Great Britain to go fight in Syria? The number has to be pretty low, right?
I guess, yeah.
You would think. You would think it would be dozens, hundreds of people, tops. They're likely, he's got a passport. You know, he got over there somehow. They have that records of whoever it is leaving. You know, so he fits into an age bracket. They can tell the height of this individual, likely, by some extent. You know, I mean, you've got people who are going to be able to identify the voice, right? I mean, so, like, it shouldn't be that difficult to figure out who it is.
The man is alleged to be Abdel Majed Abdel Bari, known as Jihadi John, but obviously they can't prove that at this time. That's just a suspect. that they have. Your thoughts are welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I want to let you know that if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students are using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are also talking about modafinil from modup.net, how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. At modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency so you enjoy significant results. And that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So check out modup.net and place your order. And if you do it with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount. So a great deep discount for Bitcoin users there. Plus, you can make the deal even better by using code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget, code FTL at modup.net for great service at a great price. That's modup, modup.net for modafinil. As we continue here, just the last bit of this video from ogrish.tv. That's the only place I could find that had it. Went right there, and it's the first video. I did link to it on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. You can take a closer look. Give us your thoughts on this. Once again, the video goes to black. It fades to black as the man in the mask begins cutting, or what appears to be cutting, at the journalist neck. Stephen Sotloff is the photojournalist in question here. And then it fades into black, fades back up for a pan of the body where the head is resting on top of the corpse. And it's actually a video pan. You can see the clothing he's wearing blowing in the wind. It fades down again and then fades back up for the very final 13 seconds of the video, which I'll play for you now.
We take this opportunity to warn those governments who have entered this evil alliance of America against the Islamic State to back off and leave our people alone.
They're going to run out of people to execute shortly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, that's the play here from these governments. It's like, look, you've got these prisoners. You've had them for however long you've had them. Mm-hmm. And they're dead to us. What they're doing at this point is they're bringing the United States into war. This is one of the reasons that
them into war. They're already at war. They're already bombing.
Yeah, but not boots on the ground war.
Well, if they put boots on the ground, they're going to be able to get some more victims.
Is this more likely or less likely to get Americans wanting to fight a war?
I don't know, Mark. That's an excellent question. I'd like to know from you, the audience, what you think about that. How do these videos make you feel? Does it make you feel like, crap, the U.S. government better pull out or more of this stuff's going to happen, or that they should send the troops in and, you know, bomb and shock and awe all over again?
Well, I can tell you that I was outraged when the first video came out.
Outraged in what way?
Outraged that these people are doing this. This has to stop is my immediate thought.
Thought you wanted to support the military to go in there?
I tend to lean that way sort of emotionally. I've been, you know, I was raised Republican, and that's, you know, it's been the solution all along. Now, the problem is that this has been created by that action up to this point.
By the invasion of Iraq,
right,
and Afghanistan.
I mean, the sort of halfway war that the United States has fought in the Middle East up to this
halfway
point.
Halfway war?
Yeah.
When you say halfway, what do you mean? I mean, they've been demolishing people's lives and properties. And what do you mean halfway war? It doesn't feel like a halfway war, I bet you, if you live there.
Oh, I'm sure that it doesn't. But, you know, the United States seems tyrannical with lots of things that it's done over there. But this isn't... If you're fighting, they're fighting an idea. They're fighting the idea of the caliphate at this point. And the idea, you can't kill ideas with bombs.
Mm-hmm.
When you try to, it tends to propagate them.
Well, that's what they're doing here, right?
If you want to fight civilians in the Middle East, you need to kill the civilians in the Middle East. Right?
I don't want to fight anybody in the Middle East.
I didn't ask you that. I'm asking you a tactical question. If you want to fight civilians in the Middle East, you can't just fight some civilians. You need to kill the civilians, because as you kill civilians, other civilians are become progressively more upset, progressively more radicalized.
So is that what you mean by it's not a total war, that it's not a total annihilation?
It would need to be an annihilation as the other side of this. That's the only choice. The only choices are get out of Iraq,
but you're
get
not
out
advocating of the Middle East. Obviously.
I'm not. I'm right. saying, you know, look,
you're saying some
what do you
gonna...
think you're going to do over there? What do you possibly imagine you're going to do this time? What is the United States military going to do that it couldn't achieve over the course of the last two decades?
Nothing.
I mean,
they're just going to go over there and throw away more American lives and more
Money.
Iraqi lives, throw away more innocent lives, and if they do invade with troops, then it's only a matter of time before these guys get their hands on some of them, and then they start executing the troops.
They will do that too.
Right. They're executing journalists at the moment, but that could change.
There weren't that many. A few weeks ago, ISIL wasn't that big.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just kind of blown up with its success of killing American journalists and that
well,
sort of
now,
thing.
I don't know if that's true. Weren't they taking over cities in Iraq?
Yeah.
You have to be pretty big to be able to take over some multiple cities.
They
you say they weren't that big. Do you mean
where there were no shots fired?
Okay.
They weren't that big. I'm telling you they were hundreds strong when
I
they
see.
Started a few weeks ago.
Is that before the takeovers of the cities? Or
there were
after?
Some cities where taking over wasn't that difficult. Mm. Okay, so I talked to a guy who's an intelligence analyst over there. His take on it was, look, I don't know anything but what this guy told me. All right? Sunnis like to fight. Sunnis are good at fighting. Shiites, they don't like to fight. They're not good at fighting. So when the Sunnis roll in with some weapons that they've got from whatever location, the U.S., Russia, wherever they manage to get them, then the Shiites drop their weapons and they run away.
By the way, the very end of this video, they do show the man that will be the next victim, which is what they did in the previous video. They showed Stephen Sotloff at the very end saying, look, you better back off, leave us alone, or we'll kill this guy. And now they're doing the same thing here.
They will.
That was being protected. His identity was protected by the Daily Mail, apparently at the request of the British government. But his name, according to the video, is David Cawthorn Haynes. He is a British.
He sounds British.
Gentleman. And according to NBC News.
Is it racist to say somebody sounds British?
I don't think so. David Cawthorn Haynes was named as the next target in a video that showed the decapitation, or no, it didn't show that, but it showed the alleged decapitation of Stephen Sotloff. An official with Nonviolent Peace Force, a civilian peacekeeping group, confirmed that the man in the video did security work for them in South Sudan in 2012 and was working for another aid group when he was reportedly abducted in early 2013 in Syria. A fellow he was abducted with was released a couple of months ago, and we were hopeful that he would be released soon, said one of the organizers of that group. She then said that what she heard when she heard ISIS was threatening to kill Haynes, that my heart went into my throat. So this man appears to be a security agent, not a journalist. We'll continue with more. The
they don't care. They just want a white
That's
guy
right.
to kill.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. How does this make you feel? It's Free Talk Live.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company.
from script writing to producing your commercials,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.